Tomorrow's World Commentary, February 13, 2021. Of Grace and Obedience. Can we obtain salvation by our own efforts? If we obtain salvation, is it true that we are once saved, always saved? Many people are confused about the truth behind these doctrines. Scripture tells us that a Christian is justified by grace, Titus chapter 3, verse 7. So what does it mean that we must not lose what we have worked for? 2 John 1, verse 8. If justification is by Christ's blood, Romans chapter 5, verses 8 through 10, then why is eternal life the reward of the righteous, Matthew 25, verse 46, while eternal death awaits the unrepentant sinner, Ezekiel chapter 18, verse 4, Romans chapter 6, verse 23, and Revelation 21, verse 8? To help answer these questions, consider a vital but often misunderstood verse in Scripture. Ephesians chapter 2, verse 8 tells us that, "For by grace are you saved through faith, and that not of yourselves, it is the gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast." King James Version. Clearly, grace is a gift from God. But is this grace a permanent state, such that once saved, always saved? To find the answer, we can look more closely at this verse. The phrase, "are ye saved," uses a present progressive verb. A present progressive verb describes an ongoing action. Any good Bible concordance will verify that the King James Version correctly renders the tense of the original Greek verb. Sadly, many newer translations wrongly translate the phrase as, "you have been saved," which can wrongly imply a permanent condition, leading readers to infer wrongly the once saved, always saved doctrine. Note in particular that the Greek verb este, E-S-T-E, used in this verse does not demand a permanent state. A similar verb construction occurs in Luke chapter 9, verse 55, where Christ rebuked James and John for wanting to call fire down from heaven. Jesus told them, "You know not what manner of spirit you are of." The word este, E-S-T-E. The context makes it clear that this was a presently continuing state, present progressive, and not a permanent state. At that particular time, presently, James and John were speaking according to a wrong spirit. But it would be foolish to suggest that these two apostles remained forever in that state. Rather, as with any present progressive verb, the condition may or may not continue into the future. So, putting all this together, the most precise translation of Ephesians 2 verse 8 is this, in light of modern English grammar, would be that we are being saved through faith. Christians have been saved from our past sins by the blood of Christ. We are now being saved, Matthew 24 verse 13, and we shall be saved by his life, Romans 5 verse 10. And what of obedience? Millions believe that once they accept Christ and receive the Holy Spirit, they are saved. This is the once saved, always saved doctrine. Although some find it comforting, it is a dangerous false doctrine, for it is not what the Bible teaches. Notice that, as ancient King David recorded in Psalm 51, the Holy Spirit can be taken from someone who is obstinately sinful and unrepentant. David had only to remember the tragedy of King Saul, who had the Holy Spirit taken from him, 1 Samuel chapter 16, verse 14. The Apostle Paul further develops this point in his letter to the Hebrews, Hebrews chapter 6, verses 4 through 6. So, we can see that the Bible does not teach once saved, always saved. The key to understanding these points is that many have been convinced to assume a false dichotomy. They wonder about grace or obedience when the Bible teaches an interrelationship of grace and obedience. Grace is God's unmerited love and pardon towards us. See Titus chapter 3, verses 4 and 5, and again Romans chapter 5, verse 10. No one who has ever lived, with the sole exception of Jesus Christ, has ever deserved grace, and no amount of our effort can earn us God's grace. Grace is a gift from God. However, grace does not give us a right to sin. Paul asked whether Christians should continue in sin so that grace should abound. He answered definitively, "Certainly not." See Romans chapter 6, verses 1 and 2. Rather, by our Christian faith, we uphold the law. Romans chapter 3, verse 31. If we sin, we commit lawlessness. We break God's law. 1 John chapter 3, verse 4. We cannot break a law that does not exist. Instead, we use the Holy Spirit that God has given to us, and through that Spirit we grow in grace and righteousness, able to receive God's gift of eternal life. Romans chapter 6, verses 20 through 22. For further study on this vital subject, read the Tomorrow's World article, Obedience versus Grace, and watch the telecast, Law or Grace? And What Does God Want of Me?